Hello, and welcome to Lawful Insight. My name is Tricia Morales Padilla, and I'm an attorney here in San Antonio, Texas, and I'm bringing you this podcast to give you some bite-sized pieces of information to help you navigate your divorce and custody issues. If you have any questions while you're listening to this podcast, please give us a call at 210-410-8013, email us at lawfulinsightpodcast@gmail.com, or check us out on the web at moralespadillalaw.com. I want to talk to you a little bit about eviction and how to get your spouse or your significant other out of the house. Now, there's a few things to keep in mind. And the first thing is, if they generally have a right to be there, then you're going to have to obtain a court order. So I want to first talk about married couples. If you're married and you and your spouse are living in the residence, regardless of whether their name is on the deed or on the mortgage, even if you bought it prior to getting married, you're going to have to obtain a court order in your temporary orders, asking the court that while the pendency of the divorce continues, that you want to maintain what's called exclusive use and possession of the residence. And a judge is going to have to order that one spouse maintain the residence and the other spouse get out of the residence during the pendency of the divorce. If you are in a dating relationship and you're not married, so if you're just dating and your spouse is in the residence, and if they're on the lease, again, they have a right to be there. So you're not going to be able to get them out of the residence because they're on the lease. Now, this last example is if you're just roommates. So if you're boyfriend, girlfriend, but they're not on the lease, and they won't leave upon asking them to leave, you're going to have to actually go through the avenues of a formal eviction. And at that point, you would need to consult with an attorney about the eviction process and what steps you need to take to formally evict them from the residence. But like I said before, the one thing to just remember is that if they have a right to be there, meaning they're on the deed, they're on the note, if you're married, or if they're on the lease, you're going to need to obtain a court order. And if you have any further questions, consult with an attorney as to exactly which avenue to go through. A lot of people think that they can just change the locks or put their stuff out, and you can't do that. So definitely consult an attorney to make sure that you're taking the proper steps as to get your spouse or your husband or wife out of the residence. Thanks for listening to Lawful Insight Podcast. If you're listening to this on Podbean, go ahead and subscribe to get the new episodes and hit the like button. You can also watch this on YouTube if you're not watching this on YouTube. You can go ahead and subscribe to the channel and hit the like button. And it is now available on Spotify. So check us out on Spotify and go ahead and hit the like button and subscribe to get all of the latest episodes. Again, if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 210-410-8013. Email us at lawfulinsightpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can check us out on the web at moralespadillalaw.com.